It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say Worldwide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Hello, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios, right here in Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. It's free. Get us there live all across America. You got the podcast. No reason not to put it on your phone. It's free. I mean, come on, man. Just go listen. Go listen. Share it if you want to. Welcome to a Tuesday, September 9th. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
How you doing?
I'm a little bummed.
Yeah, me too.
A little bummed.
Me too. Spindell, you okay?
Yeah, I'm hanging in there, man.
Yeah, you're hanging in there, aren't you? You're on the edge, aren't you?
On the edge.
We have some bad news this morning, people. I mean, we have some bad news. And it pains us to actually have to mention this and to announce it. But where's Jamie? Anybody seen Jamie?
Nothing.
Anybody heard from Jamie?
No.
No.
Nothing.
No,
I'm checking my phone over here. Bad news. Bar Bingo for this Friday has been canceled. Yeah. Off the slate. Not going to happen. If you signed up, you're a part of the registration to be there on Friday night, make new plans because it's not going to happen. No. We got the word yesterday after the program. There was a conflict. It's a venue issue, according to sources. And then we got the word late yesterday that Bar Bingo for this Friday night downtown has been canceled. So myself, Carson, Jamie, the crew, we won't be there. Not going to have our bowls down there. Not going to be calling out numbers. Ain't going to happen. And we can't really go into a lot of details, I don't think. But I've not been told that we can't.
We don't know. Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, I was supposed to get some type of email last night saying exactly, you know, what we should say and can't say or whatever. I mean, I didn't get any emails.
Anything, yeah, nothing.
Right? I didn't get anything. So Zilch. I don't know. Can we talk about it later? Maybe give out the reasons why. I mean, no harm done.
I don't see why not.
Clearly a oversight from someone.
Yeah, if it's a true story, it's a true story.
Has nothing to do, by the way, let me just say this real quick here. Has nothing to do with me, Jamie, Carson, Spindell, nobody here at the radio station. Not even our management, nothing, nothing. It's got something to do with the venue itself. And with Bar Bingo, if you don't have the whole place playing bingo, then it's just not even worth doing.
Exactly.
Okay, you cannot be sharing the venue. Something else, I'll say that. You got to do Bar Bingo all the way. 100%, man. And I guess that couldn't be worked out at last minute. I don't understand that part.
Yeah, because we want it to be a great experience for everyone who shows up. So if it's not that, then it's not going to happen.
How do you not know that there's a problem 3 weeks ago, before this thing even got out the air?
Yeah, that's insane.
It's confusing as hell. Okay? All right, I won't go any further. I'll wait till Jamie gets here. Then maybe she can help me explain it just a little bit better. Because I'm kind of on the edge. I don't know what to say, to be honest with you. All I can tell you is that it's canceled. It's completely gone. Ain't going to happen. Will something be rescheduled? Probably. How will the registrations work? Carry over? Whatever. I have no idea. Nobody's told me anything. So I don't know what to tell you at this point. I just know to tell you that don't be showing up. Don't be showing up on Friday night.
Please don't, yeah.
There's nothing going to happen. There's no bingo balls. There's no B4. No B4 going to happen. That's for sure. Your weekend's been freed up. So if you invited friends, you might want to let them know. And we'll announce this all morning long and probably tomorrow too. Yeah. Until the word gets out. It's on our social media. It's everywhere that we're trying to get the word out this morning. We couldn't really do much with it last night once we found out because it was after 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, whatever. And so we just tried to get the word out this morning. So, officially canceled. I don't like starting a show like this.
No.
Yeah, it's sad.
It's bad news.
Yeah.
Bad news.
Doesn't feel good.
Disappointed.
Yeah. It's never been canceled before.
No. We've made everyone.
Never had a problem.
Yeah.
Never had a problem. All right, we'll take a quick break here at the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Try to regroup just a little bit. We have Halsey tickets coming up. That's good news, right? 7:40 this morning. Halsey's coming back to town in November. She will be here at the Fillmore. And that's a killer show, according to Carson.
It's one of the best shows you'll ever see.
No, the best show. Don't get off your platform, man. Stick with it. It's the best show you've ever
seen. Especially when she gets in that martini glass.
Yeah, stick with that. You stick with that because that's what you said. And so you need to stick with the best show you'll ever see is Halsey. And by golly, we've got tickets to give away. We'll do that at 7:40 this morning. Stand by for that. Welcome to a Tuesday here with BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Going to be partly cloudy with a chance of afternoon thunder showers today. Not heavy rain, but maybe a little rain moving through. Good morning, Jamie.
It's weird. It's weird. I was, you know what? I was watching Dave Frazier.
Yeah.
And he said his favorite months to forecast are September and October, because this time 5 years ago, well, actually yesterday, because that's when I was watching, 5 years ago, we had our first snow, like the earliest snow we've ever had.
No kidding.
5 years ago.
September, what, today is the 8th or 9th?
It was the 8th.
9th?
Yeah. So
yesterday would have been the 8th.
Yeah, so yeah. On September 8th, no we kidding. 5 years ago during the pandemic, we woke up to snow. Now, wait, here's a fun fact.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, and he showed the pictures. And then 3 days prior to that snow,
yeah,
it was 101 degrees.
Not possible.
Yeah, it was a 70 degree drop. He said so.
Yeah.
Dave, did you watch it too?
Yeah.
I did too.
Dave Frazier hitting, like, you know, gone across the street to that little cocktail place.
I actually think I remember that, saying it was just, like, thinking it was the craziest thing ever.
Yeah.
We've never had anything.
You remember?
Yeah.
70 degree drop during the COVID.
5 years ago.
5 years ago, yeah.
I can't remember.
I was pretty fascinated with it, and I don't, you know, really, like, get that geeky about it, but I was like, wait, we had 101 degrees, and then 3 days later, it snowed? And he said that doesn't even make the record books, because it had to be 73 degrees to make the record books of, like, the biggest drop in temperature between days.
Huh.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That Dave Frazier. You sure he didn't go across the street?
I don't know.
Have a cocktail or
something.
He had pictures.
I'm just saying.
I've only seen him at a grocery store, and I've only seen him have iced tea at the restaurant I've seen him at.
So. I don't know if it's just my memory or it's just most people are like this. I can't remember from one season to the next what it was like. I couldn't tell you what last fall was like.
Okay, so
I can't remember.
I don't know
what it is.
Gas this morning.
Yeah.
And it was pretty nice outside, and I was getting gas, and I was like, it's only a matter of time before the wind and the snow is whipping in your face because I hate that. I hate more than anything getting gas in the winter. And I was like, just enjoy this moment right now because of the wind and that snow hitting your face. Oh, my God.
All right. Well, today's not going to be that way. It's going to be 86 degrees today. A few minutes ago, we gave out the news, Jamie, that Bar Bingo has been canceled for this Friday night.
I got it handled.
What do you mean you have it handled? It's canceled.
No. I understand it's canceled, but I'm going to explain it.
Oh, because I mentioned a few minutes ago that we really couldn't explain it because I don't know what to say. We've not been given any notes or anything.
It's a story by Jamie White called The Hooker and the Wife.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, all right. Sure. Mm-hmm.
So you're telling me,
uh-huh,
because I have no insight on this, okay?
I know.
So you're telling me that this Friday night's Bar Bingo, uh-huh, downtown at mm-hmm the bar down there, with 1,000 people scheduled to show up for it, which not going to happen now, 1,600. I don't know where that number came from either.
That was a weird deal.
I mean, we can't go into detail because I don't even know the details.
I know,
but you're telling me that it's got something to do with a wife and a hooker?
Yep. It's called, a story by Jamie White, it's called The Hooker and the Wife by Jamie White. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So I'll be telling that story at around 7 a.m. this morning.
All right.
Oh,
all right. Can't wait.
I'm giving it a timestamp.
Right. I'm excited to hear this.
Right. Hooker.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to explain it all.
I was on a lot of texts yesterday.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I was in several conversations before we left here. We were here for over an hour
Yeah.
before we left yesterday, once we started finding out that there was a snafu I never heard the word hooker at all.
I know.
I never heard the word hooker. I'm just perplexed now. I can't even wait till 7 o'clock.
And here's the thing. Here's the thing. I was thinking about it because I put it all together. I really put it all together at the gas pump. There was a lot of gas to be dispensed this morning.
Sure sounds like you were empty. sounds like it. You were there for a while.
I was. So here's the thing. Is though it's at 7, so I don't want kids because one time my son did ask me what a hooker was when he was about 7 or 8. It's very uncomfortable.
It's awkward.
And so I don't know if at 7 I'll change it to the wife and the supermodel by Jamie White.
Wife and supermodel.
Okay. Or the supermodel and the wife by Jamie White.
I'll tell you, from my point of view, hooker has a better ring to it.
It really does.
I was excited for the hooker story. And the supermodel, not so much.
I know. It kind of loses its luster.
It loses
I'm
a lot of
flair. I'm going to stick with the hooker. It's on you parents to figure it out.
Look at this text. Yeah. What? No bar bingo? You guys suck. Look, it's not us.
It's not us.
Don't
it's
go
the
there.
And the wife.
Don't go there, whatever you do.
Explain it, 7 a.m. No, I know. And you know what sucked the most? Like yesterday, Tony, CPA Tony.
Yeah.
He's like, dude, because I put it on Bravo Bunch, which I wasn't supposed to, and Jamie White's on, which I wasn't supposed to. But I did it late. And anyway, and he's like, dude, I got like the best suite at the rally. And I was like,
so he was going to spend a weekend out there, or at least a night.
A night, yeah. And then I felt bad about that. And then the bartenders from Bud's Bar, they made a girls' night out, and they had a whole party bus and everything.
And they got the night off.
They did. So
I rarely get to see my three boys all together. The older ones, I got four with Frog, but they were all in town for Friday
night.
Right,
for the wedding.
They're here for a wedding.
Yeah.
And so it was going to be a great celebration with me, all the kids, and just have a great time downtown.
Then the worst one is a girl had her sister flying in for it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. This literally is not on us. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. And I said, the Meow Wolf is really fun. She kind of told me to F off.
Yeah.
Oh, in a nice way.
Well, it's not bar bingo,
it's
Jamie. That
but,
Meow
you know,
Wolf,
just, was,
it's cool, but it's not bar bingo.
There's only like 4 in the whole country. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, but there's only 1 bar bingo in the country. Okay? So you got to look at it like that, too.
All right. Anyway.
Sad.
It was
sad. We're bummed about it, folks. We really are. I mean, in all seriousness, we're very bummed about it. It's just not cool.
But here's the problem. I blame you and I blame me.
Why?
For one part of it.
Why?
Well, because you don't drink whiskey and I don't have a wiener, so we're not part of the drinking 5 p.m. boys club. Because that gets stuff done.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. Since that's the way you're going to explain it to me.
It's like pure
you go
favoritism.
Get a wiener. You go get surgery and get a wiener, and I'll just start drinking whiskey again.
Okay. We'll
by golly, if that's
club.
What it takes, I'm in. We'll be right back. Tabloid Trash is next.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Don't forget, coming up at 7 a.m., the hooker and the wife.
Can't wait.
Story about the demise of Bar Bingo, told by Jamie White.
At 6:55, I'm going down to the kitchen to make myself some popcorn. I'm ready for this party. I'm ready.
The demise of Bar Bingo, 7 a.m. this morning.
Bar Bingo's been canceled.
Yep.
For Friday. No, it's true. It's true.
Because BJ doesn't drink whiskey. He's not part of the boys club.
I'm not.
Let us down.
Yeah. I'm going to start back, though, later this afternoon.
And I don't have a wiener, so I'm not invited to 5 o'clock cocktails either.
Yeah. I think your problem's harder to solve. There are liquor stores everywhere.
That's true.
There's not wiener stores everywhere.
Oh, but are there? I feel like one of them sponsors Bar Bingo.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe there is.
Yeah, you never know. Okay, anyway. There's a few things going on this morning. First of all, I wanted to tell you this. Did you see that Dean, he's married to, or he got a divorce from Tori Spelling. Did you see what he said her monthly income was?
I didn't read it. I saw the headline.
He said that her monthly spending is between, this is so random, $5,000 to $75,000, not spending, I'm so sorry, earnings. $5,000 to $75,000, depending on what she's doing. Okay, Dean.
Well, that doesn't even make sense.
I know, right?
So she gets a project, she gets good money for
it.
Yeah. She's Tori Spelling.
Exactly.
Okay, her dad was Aaron Spelling.
But
one of the biggest in Hollywood,
she
okay?
She doesn't get any money from her mom.
Hey, is that supposed to be a slam tour to her, or is it...
Everybody's,
or is he bragging? What's he saying here?
Everybody's just like, Dean, what are you doing?
Yeah,
it doesn't make any sense.
Too random.
And then what he said he makes like $3,000 a month, something like that. He works at a rehab center.
Right.
And he makes $3,000 a month. And then his girlfriend only makes like $800 a month.
If he's only making $3,000 a month, he needs to get a different job.
I know. He's going after her for money, but she doesn't have any money to give him. And he did say that she has 90% custody of the kids. And
she
there's five of them.
Well, then she keeps the money.
Exactly.
He doesn't get crap.
He doesn't get crap.
Those kids have got to be getting, you know, an up there, right? I mean,
yeah, they
teenagers
were like,
or something?
It was weird. It was like 18, 17, 15, and 8.
I can't put my finger on it. But Tori Spelling is, she's a fascinating story to me.
She is.
She really is. And I know a lot of people probably this day and age is like, Tori, she's so forgotten and blah. But her story is just absolutely mind-blowing. The amount of money that family has, her mother, and how her mother doesn't like her, but she likes the son. It's bizarre.
And then people slamming her because her dad left her $1 million and she went through it in literally like 7 months.
Yeah.
And people are like, how did you go through $1 million? It's like, that's my lifestyle. It's how I've always lived.
Yeah.
But, you know,
her dad was worth hundreds of millions, if not
that
$1 billion.
Yeah.
You know, she grew up in money.
She grew up in a 22,000 square foot home.
For her to get $1 million is nothing.
Think about that. Having a 22,000 square foot home.
You can't even comprehend what it would be like.
I know.
It's a hotel.
Yeah. And her mom did not like her at all.
She hates her.
Yeah.
Then you read a story that she's out on the beach in some mobile home
with
the
five
kids.
Yeah.
Their bicycles parked on the sand.
It's so sad.
It's like, and her mother is worth $1 billion. It's like, wow.
And remember she had like an American Express due of like $600,000.
Then her husband.
Dean.
Wasn't he caught with
he was having an affair.
Yeah.
And so the other thing that Dean said, he has like $200,000 in Chase credit card due. He has like $600,000 in total debt. I'm like, what? It is insane. That whole story, I agree with you. I mean,
fascinating.
It should be its own TMZ documentary.
Isn't there one? Is there one?
I watched one a lot, but it was years like 15
ago.
Years
yeah, okay.
ago.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been that long.
They should update it.
They
You're
should.
Right.
It's crazy.
It's a good story. Or a bad story, according to how you look at it, I guess.
Speaking of documentaries, in his new memoir, The Book of Sheen, Charlie Sheen claims that actress Mira Sorvino offered to sleep with him if he turned himself in after violating his probation. He says he describes the offer as one that pained him to refuse. Pained him to refuse. He promised to go to court the next morning. I want to sleep with you so bad, I'll go to court. That's a weird story, isn't it?
It's bizarre.
Yeah.
You know, there's certain things that Charlie needs to explain. There's certain things he doesn't have to tell us.
Yeah, because that one I'm not sure.
Because that one doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Like, why are you telling us this?
He said he was on the run, and one of the persons that helped him most was Slash.
From Guns N' Roses?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The guitar player?
Yeah, he like helped, you know, hit him from... From the county or whoever.
No kidding.
Yep. Mm-hmm. This is kind of a weird story. So there's a Breaking Bad actor. His name is Raymond Cruz. He played the drug lord on Breaking Bad. And he was arrested Monday on suspicion of misdemeanor battery. Guess why? You can't guess. Because somebody's daughter, the neighbor's daughter, came up. He was washing his car. And he said, you need to get away from my car. And she's like, no. So he sprayed her with water from the garden hose.
And he got charged with battery?
Yeah. He got arrested.
That's illegal, I guess.
Come on.
I guess,
spraying
right?
someone with a hose?
Yeah. Yeah.
That seems crazy.
Assault with water. Oh, yeah. That's a crime.
They've offered him anger management classes in exchange for having charges dropped.
Oh, come on.
Well, but that would,
with the water.
Yeah, but that would happen to any of us. If I were out in the front yard and I was using my, you know, let me back up. Not even me. Let's go back to you. Your son got hit with a pressure washer.
Well, that's different than a garden hose.
Could have called the police, and there would have been, well, no. I'm just saying that you could have called the police, and that would have been criminal.
Well,
an assault.
I mean, I don't think it would have, because it was actually an accident, because my son ran over to their property. This little girl was on his property, and he just sprayed her with a garden hose. And it wasn't a power washer. He didn't take off skin like those evil bastards of neighbors that took off my son's layer of eye jelly with a power washer because you're idiots. Sorry,
I
don't even know where that came from.
Who goes to the police anyway?
You got a lot of pent up stuff this morning. That's what it is.
Because I don't have a weenie.
Yeah, you're pent up. You're pent up. We all are. We're all pent up this morning.
People have no idea how mad we are.
I will say though, Jamie, I fully understand that. If somebody sprays you with a hose, let's just say somebody's walking up and down my street, and I just out of the blue start spraying them, I could see that being assault.
But you're gonna go to the cops about that?
No, I might not. They would. They're the ones who got sprayed.
Which is dumb.
Yeah. It's just so weird.
Yeah.
If someone's
yeah.
sprayed with
no,
a hose,
I wouldn't go.
I wouldn't even think to go to the police about it.
If my son came back soaking wet and he was little or whatever, I don't even know how old this girl is that got sprayed with a hose. But anyway, I'd walk over and go, hey, what up? And then the dad would be like, the kid kept putting fingerprints all over my car.
Yeah, but I think too, I mean, you got to put yourself in those shoes, okay? Carson, in your neighborhood, if little Debbie wandered off and somebody sprayed her in the face with a hose, you would be livid.
We don't have the word
Well,
face.
Wherever they sprayed her, you would be livid. You would be livid. And would you be on the edge enough to call the police? Who's to say? Who's to say what's going on at that time? I fully get it.
Listen, my kid's eye jelly was washed out. His whole face was like scraped off.
I mean, I get that.
Power washer. I didn't call the cops.
You should have.
My sister said I should have sued their ass off.
Yeah, I've said that too.
But I didn't. I just...
Yeah,
I'm a good
go.
Neighbor. I'm a good neighbor. Except for I'm not a good neighbor. My neighbors just put... Did I tell you this already? About my neighbors putting their house up for sale and I'm the fake neighbor? Did I tell you this story?
No.
Okay, so my neighbors, I love them. Like, I love them. Well, they put their house up for sale.
Yeah.
So I was like, ooh, because we share a property line. I need to like... be the neighbor that's like, oh, no, you know, like, I do everything.
Oh, you need to be the perfect.
Yes. So I took all the weeds down between our property line.
So their place looks better, you mean?
So mine does for the sales, because they're going to look at my house, too.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Because, you know, you look around the surroundings, right? And then I let the other neighbor who doesn't have enough room really in their driveway for a gigantic truck, I'm like, pull your truck into my driveway so it makes it look cleaner, you know, for them. Because they got a job in Texas, and they really need to sell the house.
Are these real good friends of yours?
I love them.
Okay, all right,
I love
makes
them.
Sense.
And then I went to Home Depot and I bought all these flower baskets, put them everywhere.
So you're trying to beautify.
Oh, yeah. I put them on
help,
the deck and
help
everywhere.
Help them sell it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so now it's been 3 weeks and the lawn is overgrown and all the flowers are dead.
They had a window of maybe 2 days. Where it was dead.
The question is the house old?
No.
No, I got to start over.
So now
that's the question. Now, if the house had been sold, it wouldn't have mattered because you're past that window.
Exactly.
But now that the house isn't sold, you got to start over
and
again.
And now it looks worse than it ever did.
Oh, no.
I feel so bad.
It backfired.
God. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
Backfired. Kind of like a bar bingo.
Oh.
Canceled. Bar bingo. And this is not a joke, folks. I know we're laughing and having a good time this morning. Behind the scenes, we are desperately sad.
We are
sad this morning because Bar Bingo has been canceled for Friday downtown. A little bit more of an explanation coming up here in just a couple of minutes. But just get the word out. If you've invited friends, you had plans to go down there, maybe somebody's coming into town, whatever the case may be, it's not going to happen. This Friday, it's done.
And you guys should be proud of us because inside, really, really, like, actually kind of close, not deep, but kind of up here right now, we have a lot of anger. So you should be proud of us for smiling.
Really frustrated. Frustrated.
Yeah. No, but look at everything's hot.
I know.
Everything's hot.
I know, Pumpkin. You're doing your best.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, yeah. That'll relieve the pain, won't it? The pain of a cancellation of Bar Bingo. We can fix it with Halsey, right?
What time are we doing that?
7:40.
Okay, 7:40.
Couple of tickets to see her at the Fillmore. She's going to be here in November, according to Carson. It's the best concert you'll ever see.
Ever.
Hands down.
I mean, hands down for sure. I mean, forget Morgan Wallen. You know,
Posty.
No.
Halsey.
Yeah.
7:40.
Metallica.
For your chance to win. 7:40. Yeah. All right. The bad news this morning: Bar Bingo, scheduled for Friday night downtown, has been canceled. It is not happening. The word needs to get out. We'll be talking about it all morning. Jamie's got an explanation.
I do.
But first, before we get to the explanation.
Oh, yeah, but it's 7, so we still have time.
Yeah, let me say a couple of things here, because every text we're getting this morning on Textnado at 51059 is telling. Oh, no, it's a different number now.
Yeah.
303-22-ALICE. Sorry about that.
They always move that.
Well, I'm so confused this morning, folks. I'm just not in my element right now, okay? It's hard to even concentrate, to be honest. So bummed out, you know, for everybody because it was going to be a big night down there. But it's not got anything to do, the cancellation. It has nothing to do with me, Jamie, Carson, Spadil, or even the management here at the radio station. It's all a hashtag venue issue, okay? It's a venue issue. And some of the questions being asked on Textnado, I don't have an answer for
I
it.
Do.
You're supposed to. Well, I haven't mentioned what the questions are yet. How do you know?
I feel like I know everything.
I've been told an email will go out today from Tricky Vicky.
Right.
Which is a blessing in itself just to receive an email from Tricky Vicky.
It really is.
To be honest.
Really.
You're going to get it, so check either your trash, spam, whatever.
Well, all she's going to tell you is it's canceled.
Yeah. Well, she might give you some insight on if you've signed up, if another one occurs, are you still signed up? I don't know.
Oh.
I have no idea.
Yeah, that answer.
They were going to try to work Son that part
God,
out.
I don't know that answer.
Yeah,
I think it depends on where you're located, right?
I would say you probably aren't. You'd have to re-register would be my guess,
yeah.
Okay? But it would be impossible to move it over. I can say this. When it is rescheduled and another one pops up, if it happens in the next couple of months, it will not be at this venue.
No comment.
I can say that.
No comment.
We were told that. Were we not? We were told that. It would not happen at this venue.
Those so people are quote unquote neat.
Venue issue. It just has a ring to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, now, Jamie.
Yeah.
Comes in with some wacky doodle story.
It is a great story.
That she claims is the real reason because she's got moles in this place, okay?
I do.
She's got moles that speak to her that tell her the inside scoop of what goes on in the offices here at the radio station.
Well, you know, I do have that mole because you know I talk to her.
You have moles.
I have moles.
Jamie has moles.
I'm not going to name any names.
She is a big old hairy mole, too. I mean, just hairy.
Oh, my God. Did I ever tell you that hairy mole story?
No, I don't want to hear your hairy mole story.
Do you want to hear it real fast?
This is a very serious.
It's kind of funny. Okay.
All right, what's your mole story?
Okay, so I had a mole on my butt, right? And I was, and it would like grow a little hair, which is so ugly. It's disgusting, right? Plus, you had to go back there with a pair of tweezers, like. Ding. So I married this orthopedic surgeon, right? And I was like, hey, can you bring home like a scalpel and a stitch and take this little mole off my butt? And he's like, I think it's cute. And I was like, I don't like it. Okay. And so he's like, okay, fine. So he comes home. I lay on the bed. He takes a scalpel. He cuts out the mole and he does two stitches on it.
Wow.
Right. Perfect. He's a surgeon. This is nothing to him, right? And so we go to a baseball game for his kids, and I sit down on the bleacher and I pop the stitches.
Two
stitches. So if you know, a mole is very vascular, right? So it's just bleeding.
Oh,
just bleeding.
Oh,
so we get in the car. He's like, don't worry, I'll fix it. We get in the car. We tell the boys we'll be right back. We go to Walmart. We get some Afrin.
Afrin.
We get Afrin, the
nasal spray.
Yep. Yeah. So I'm bent over in the Walmart parking lot like this.
You don't have
with
to.
My bend, pants
you don't.
Down.
No. Pull your pants back up.
Pants
Jamie,
down.
Pull your pants back up.
And he's spraying Afrin on my ass and the mole that he cut off with the stitches so it clots.
Before you pull your pants back up, do you realize you still have a scar there?
Yeah, I got a little scar right there.
Get the heck out of here.
So he clotted it. He clotted it, and then we went back to the game. Ta-da! My story at the mall.
Pull up your pants. Okay? Pull up your pants.
Anyway, isn't that fascinating?
All right, yeah.
That's a great story. So the hairy mole is actually gone.
All right. Yeah. Now, back to Bar Bingo.
Right.
Jamie has a mole inside, not on her butt.
It's gone.
She has a mole inside the radio station. So she says she has the hot scoop on what exactly occurred yesterday to warrant a cancellation.
Do we have any music? Like, kind of storytelling music?
Well, no. The only thing that Spadil gave me was this here, but it's a short piece of music.
Okay.
It's not working.
Oh no.
Never mind.
Oh. Everything. It's like everything. Oh. Everything. You know what? This is just one more thing. Yeah. Just one more thing.
Look, you see it
firing. Yeah, I do see it.
Oh, there it is. That's the only piece of music I got.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, this story is called The Hooker and the Wife by Jamie White. Okay? Now, in this story, let me just tell you who the players are. Alice. BJ and Jamie.
I don't want to be a player.
Carson, Spadil, we are the hookers, okay? We're the hookers.
We're the hookers?
What do you mean?
I'm just listen. Okay. I'm giving you the players.
Sorry. Oh, my God.
So we're the hookers, okay? Now, the wife is the venue, all right? Understand?
Okay.
Everybody know who the players are?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. So one day, we find out that this particular venue is a CU-sanctioned event place. Like, all, you know how, like...
No, when, the wife is.
Yeah, right.
The wife is a CU-sanctioned venue.
Yeah, the venue, the wife. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, the wife.
The wife is a...
I'm just sticking to the roles. I'm not doing the venue thing. The wife is a big CU fan.
Yeah. So,
okay?
The venue is like a CU-sanctioned events place, right? Okay, it is. I'll get to it, and then I'll explain the wife and the hooker. All right, so this venue is that, right? And you guys have been to bars where all of a sudden you're like, whoa, I'm not a Nebraska fan, and it's just full
they
of
have
people.
Like a, they have nothing that really represents it until it's game day, and then they put a flag on the outside, and everybody's
there.
Nebraska.
So this particular venue is a CU joint, which is great. We love CU. We support. Now, here's what happened. So the game on Friday is at 5:30, which is a problem because it's a sports bar. It's a full-out sports bar, and the CU game is at 5:30. We're supposed to start our thing at 7, right? So here's the deal. They're going to start loading the CU fans at probably 4:30. You probably show up before a game, right? 5 o'clock, something like that. Now the bar is going to be full with CU fans. Yeah. Now our fans show up at 6 to go into Bar Bingo. It's full.
Right.
Right? And they're not going to kick out all these people.
The CU fans aren't going to leave just because there's...
Because there's a Bar Bingo happening. Exactly. So here's where it comes down to the wife and the hooker, okay?
Gotcha.
So in their big picture, the CU fans are their wife, right? They have to take care of their wife. They have to, you know, she's going to be long-term for them. Now, a beautiful, sexy, hot hooker that knows all the tricks is only for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And so...
It's quick.
It's very quick.
Very quick.
And so that's not worth it for them to piss off their wife in the long term because they're gonna pay for that. If you take a 2-hour hooker against your wife, you're going to pay for it in the long run.
Oh, yeah.
Well...
That was beautiful. I'm sorry. Thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you very much. The 2-hour hooker...
Guys. Don't applaud that story. Yeah. Guys, don't applaud that
that's
story.
That's a great metaphor.
Right? Two-hour hooker is not worth it for a divorce.
You lose a ton of money.
Exactly. You've divorced your entire CU audience for the rest of the season.
And your life is just crap now.
Right. And the fact that you even thought about getting a hooker is really, really bad on you people. I mean, you thought about it and you even told the... Here's the problem with this real story is you told everybody that you were opening up to a hooker... opportunity. You're like, oh yeah, we totally want the hooker. Let's get the hooker. And then right before you had sex with the hooker, you're like, yeah, no, we can't do this.
You got caught. But I'll tell you, from the hooker perspective and being the hooker,
yeah,
The next time you call for the hooker, it's going to cost you more.
Oh, no, the hooker's not available to you.
Yeah, yeah. You better have big bucks.
Yeah,
you better have big bucks.
The hooker is done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. There you go. Pretty much sums up the story.
You're welcome.
Bar Bingo, canceled.
Put that on the podcast if anybody has any questions. That is the best way to explain it. Because the thing is like our team did go down there and say, hey, do you have anything on the books? And they absolutely said, we have nothing on the books. This is a go. We're going to open up extra rooms. We're going to accommodate everybody. And then they freaked out at the last minute and said, oh my God, we can't piss off everybody for the long term. Because you guys are a 2-hour, like, you know, shot. And we have to think about our people for the long term. That's what happened. Bottom line.
I don't get that thinking, though. That was not a good move on their part.
Well,
in my opinion.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, you had a contract deal done, and you were supposed to host this, and you should have followed through with it, no matter what your other obligations are.
I agree with what's the word? It's like your moral clause, right? Yeah. Inside your head. I get that, but I think that they didn't realize how hard it was going to be once a CU crowd was loaded to tell them they had to leave. That was going to be impossible.
It was not going to happen.
Right? Yeah. Especially if the game is close or anything. You're not going to get all those people out of that bar.
And you're not going to tell people to leave.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, if you run a good business, you don't tell people to get the hell out of here.
Yeah, so they screwed themselves, in my opinion, all the way around in this situation. In my opinion.
Yeah.
That's just allegedly.
There you go. That's pretty much the explanation of what happened.
Right. Yeah,
what happened. Yeah. And we took the brunt of it. Well, you took it because you were going to show up for Bar Bingo. It was supposed to be your night. And it's not going to happen now. It's completely canceled.
But at least I made it fun.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah, I feel better. I feel better already.
Oh, good. All right.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. We do have the Halsey tickets to give away. That's the good news. We'll do that at 7:40 this morning. Halsey, she's going to be at the Fillmore in November. You got a chance to win coming up.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Tuesday. Chance of afternoon thunder showers today. As I said, those Halsey tickets are coming up here in just a few. We'll do that at 7:40. Trying to answer as many questions as possible when it comes to this Bar Bingo event that's been canceled for Friday. One email or text that keeps popping up is, why not move it back 2 hours later after the football game? Folks, Jamie and I know better. We're not going to put 1,500 people out on the street downtown at 12 midnight. I wouldn't even stay down there that late.
Me either.
Okay? So Jamie and I know better. So I'm just going to lay this out there. Yeah. We're not going to turn 1,500 people of our loyal fans out on the streets of Denver downtown at midnight.
Yeah. And the other thing is, I don't know. I mean, if you've ever gone to a Bar Bingo. So if we waited and did this at what time? They say like 10:30, something like that?
9:30. The game would be over.
Okay, so if we did this starting at 10, let's say 10 to 12, right? First of all, I agree with BJ, just in a safety issue way, right?
Yeah. Like, liability?
Have you ever seen downtown after midnight? It's a little...
You need to leave before midnight.
Yeah, no. And so, number one. Number two, if we waited until 10 and you've been to a Bar Bingo, it would go like this. I won! Bingo!
Sorry, I called out the wrong number.
No, not me. Remember, we always have people come up and say that they won Bar Bingo right, all of us. Right at the end of Bar Bingo when they've had too many cocktails.
Yeah.
So many people think they won and the numbers aren't even close. They have C43 and there's not even a C.
Yeah, they're seeing double.
There's a reason we start before happy hour.
Yeah, exactly.
It gets a little too happy. But you can't turn 1,500 people out on the street downtown at midnight.
Right?
It just doesn't seem fair. It doesn't seem right.
Well, especially with now, they're having this whole thing after midnight where everybody gets on their little motorcycles. Have you seen that rage now? Everybody goes downtown on little motorcycles and four-wheelers or whatever. It happens like at 1 a.m.
Oh, man. It's just a free-for-all.
Yeah, and then they block up traffic. So
no kidding.
We want to get everybody out of there, you know, at a decent time in downtown.
It just couldn't happen. Couldn't happen with another event schedule. And we're the ones that has to... You, the listener, we're the ones that has to take the back seat to this. Because they refuse to move it.
Management just texted me. Well, somebody that works here. It said, the hooker And the wife is the best story they've ever heard. How to explain it. So we'll put it, if you don't hear it, the explanation, we'll put it on our podcast. Right?
Yeah. Get it on the podcast, get the Odyssey app, and go listen to The Wife and the Hooker again. That'll make your day. That'll take the sting out of this.
It will. Right?
There you go. BJ and Jamie. Don't forget, Halsey tickets coming up in about 15 minutes. Your chance to win. She's coming to town in November. I know we're talking a lot of Bar Bingo cancellation today, but I do have a story here from Denver 7. A lady goes to the airport. She's leaving for 14 hours. She gets back. She parked in, the garage. Supposed to be $35. They charge her $2,300.
Wait, what?
She doesn't look at the ticket. She pulls up to the pay. She sticks in the ticket, sticks in a credit card, finds out a day later that she paid $2,300.
So there was a problem.
Got a problem.
There's a little error.
Little error, Jamie. You could say that, I guess.
Cheryl McConnell says the foot traffic at DIA makes it worth the high prices she pays to rent some booth space for her small business. Even justifies what she and her husband usually pay for parking to work there.
I park in the garage in the West Terminal.
How much is that?
$35 a day.
So, wait a minute. So she has a place there. She works there. Yeah. And she pays this fee every day. Wow. So I could see it being routine, right?
Yeah, right.
You put in the ticket, put in your credit card, and you get the hell out of there.
Doesn't, however, justify her bill for one day of parking 2 weeks ago.
14 hours.
For 14 hours, they charged me $2,300. When I went and logged into my bank account, I was like, oh, $23. I wonder what the special was at DIA that day. And then I grabbed my reading glasses. I was like, what?
The receipt they tracked down says Cheryl's car had been parked there since late June. 94,000 minutes, 65 days.
Somebody swapped tickets with her.
How'd they do that?
Maybe they got into the car in some way. They had to.
Well, don't you have a payoff for the story?
Spadil's got his hand up.
DIA said that it was actually a glitch in their system.
Okay, thank
you.
Oh, okay. I needed a payoff.
Someone,
And then, the audio was getting a little long, so I kind of had to cut it off there.
Well,
but then
you cut it off with no ending.
After the husband discovered that had happened, he started taking screenshots because it kept happening to him, where he had one that was like $1,600. It was like $800. Yeah.
Has she gotten her money back yet?
She has, yeah.
She got it back?
Uh-huh.
Man, oh man. That would blow me away, though, because this happened the day before Labor Day weekend. I'd have to go through the entire Labor Day weekend worried about my $2,300.
We were, like, guessing somebody broke into the car. Like, there were no answers.
Was that, like, 55 seconds? Usually if I give him something over a minute, you know.
He's got the answers.
Yeah.
Clear it up. But I can't imagine going through that Saturday, Sunday, and Monday thinking, where's my $2,300? That's not cool.
Well, yeah,
right?
And for a lot of people, it would be declined.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't pay it probably.
Old Money Bucks there. She's got it covered.
Yeah. You know, I would think that if you have a place inside the airport, that you have a little shop or something, you would have a deal on some parking.
Yeah, I know. You would hope so.
Because you've got a lease of somewhat, a rental space, right, with the airport. So you're telling me that if you have a place like that, you have to go inside the airport garage parking and pay daily?
Well, or you can park probably somewhere else, you know.
I know for other employees, they have off-site parking where they have to take a shuttle in.
Yeah.
So she elects to pay that extra money because she's doing so well.
Because she's on Money Bucks.
Yeah, Money Bucks. There you go.
I mean, I guess I want to know what she sells because, I mean, it is costly to pay that $35, you know, every single day.
Yeah.
And not only that, but just the space at the airport.
Right,
I don't know what that would cost, but I'm telling you, that's got to be high.
What is she doing? Let's think about that.
Does it say what she's doing? You're knee deep in this.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
She sells like clothes, basically.
Like clothes.
Sun shirts and base layers.
That didn't work out for Wilson.
Yeah, but
Wilson, that
he was down. He was selling high end crap though. Yeah.
Do you buy clothes at the airport?
In fact, I got this at the airport.
Yeah, well, that's different. That's just a sweatshirt that has the name of the city.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like a designer dress.
Oh, no.
Are you buying a designer dress at the airport? First of all, I think the markup's pretty high.
I mean, that rent's got to be absolutely crazy. Yeah. No, just I have a St. Louis sweatshirt on because I dressed up for you people.
Yeah. It's a Tuesday. It's dress-up day around here.
Yeah, that's right.
We treat Tuesdays like this every week. All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show. Tabloid Trash is next in Halsey Ticket.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, you know, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say World Wide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh my God, this is just so sad.
What's so sad?
A 13-year-old boy living in foster care has a lot of love to give. He said he hopes to bring kindness and laughter to his forever home. Oh my God, and then he said this, I'll love you till the end, whoever gets me in their family, I'll love you as long as you love me, Jody said.
Where's that at?
I think he's in North Carolina.
Oh.
I should adopt him.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. Like, why would it pop up on my feed? Don't you think that's a Jesus thing right there?
Yeah, it's an omen.
It is an omen. That little kid should not be by himself.
How old's the kid again?
He's 13.
13. Okay.
Except for those are the troubled years. You know what I mean? They get into trouble. Start, like, smarting back and stuff.
Yeah. Well, it seems like a nice kid, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, that is sad. I'll share it. If anyone... Isn't that, like, crazy this day and age? Like, there's foster care.
It's
and,
so
like,
sad. It's kids, even hard to think about.
I know. And kids need to be adopted. It
there
just
are millions.
Seems so, I know. It just seems so outrageous to me. All right. And other unnecessary news, basically, is people are worried about Britney Spears. We mentioned this before, but Britney Spears' family and friends are concerned about her well-being as she reportedly lives in a mansion described as, quote, covered in dog poop. Sources close to the singer say that she is experiencing another mental health episode, a pattern that has been seen multiple times in recent years. Remember that video we watched and her house was all disheveled?
Yeah.
She was in her pajamas and then there were a couple of, you know, turds in the picture.
Yeah.
Which if you're going to make a video, you get rid of the turds.
And one, there was a bunny running around.
Why is it resurfacing? They're
just worried about her.
Okay.
Because
the picture is like from a while back.
It is. I agree with you. But they're saying that this is a continued chaotic thing that's going on. She's struggling to function like a normal adult.
I don't get you people that have dog poop in your living room. I don't get it. I mean, I got dogs. If we have an accident, it's cleaned up quickly.
Like immediately.
Quickly.
Wait, you mean you don't get your video camera and dance around and
make
a TikTok
real quick?
No, I don't.
You don't say,
Jamie.
I'll come back to that?
I don't. I do have a little bit of cleanliness to me. Not a lot.
Because I swore you told me one time, like, after your dog takes a big old dookie, you get out the video camera and dance.
Yeah, right.
It'll go viral for
sure. I dance around it like it's a campfire. Because it's still steaming, you know?
Yeah. Okay. A lot of people are weighing in on Jessica Simpson's at the VMAs. Did you guys see her face?
It was bizarre, okay? The way she was standing there. Have you seen the actual video?
She won't blink.
The video?
Yep. Yeah.
It's her mouth, though, is what got me. Yeah, you're right with the blinking and everything. But her mouth is like this. She's moving, it's almost like in the video that she's trying to find the most comfortable position for her lips with all this surgery she's had.
I feel like she's been stringed.
What do you mean?
Threaded.
What is stringed?
Threaded.
What is that?
So they put threads in your face, and then they pull up your jawline.
Oh.
And so it's the thing sweeping the nation.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's called threading, and they put threads in, and then they pull it all up like that. And then you can't really, like, you remember my old partner, Frosty?
Yeah.
Well, he was threaded underneath his chin. They pulled up his chin with threads.
Yeah.
And it really jacked up his speech for a little bit on the show.
Till you get used to it.
Yeah, because it's really tight. And so I think she was threaded.
It kind of looks that way now that you describe it like that because I couldn't really make it out. I didn't know, maybe she had some injections and maybe it was frozen in a way.
Yeah.
I don't know, but she just got, like for the cameras, it was so bizarre.
She didn't look like Jessica Simpson.
No, she didn't. And her lips have been overdone in my opinion, just in my opinion. But I don't know. And then she wouldn't.
It's a weird video.
She wouldn't blink. It was the weirdest thing. Her eyeballs, her pupils are just so like, ah. And they're wide open like this. Oh, my God. Yeah, so I thought about getting threaded, you know, just to pull up all this and, like, tuck it up. So it'd be like this. What do you think?
I think it's a good look.
I do, too. Yeah, right? So they said, though, the reason why I didn't get threaded is they said it's really painful and it doesn't last.
Yeah, but I think it would be painful.
I know.
Can you tighten up the strings? Would you get a little saggy later in life?
You mean like Venetian blinds?
Yeah. Yeah, they leave like a little...
in the back of your head?
Yeah.
They leave a little string out the side. And that way, whenever, you know, you feel like tightening up a bit, you pull on that side.
But the problem, like, because I have those wooden... aren't those wooden Venetian blinds or whatever? I always get one side a little crooked, so I was really like this.
Yeah, you can never get them just right.
No, you can't. Anyway, the other... another thing that I want to tell you.
Can we put up that video?
Yeah.
Stick up the video, Spadil, if you get a chance.
Yeah, we will.
Just take a look at Jessica Simpson. It's bizarre.
It is bizarre. But you know what?
Is this at the VMAs?
It is.
Yeah. Okay.
Sunday. That's why it's been talked about. But you know what's interesting? Like, as a person that has gotten filler and Botox and all that, so I got Botox in my neck for the first time. It didn't really do anything. It's little lies. Anyway, but I will tell you the one thing it did do, because I'm planning this bachelorette party to Vegas. So I tried to do a Elvis thing, you know, like,
yeah.
And I realized that I can't do it with the Botox from my neck. It will not look.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that it?
I don't know. I don't know what you're trying to do.
Elvis, you know how he's like,
thank you.
And he does his lip sideways like that. Thank you.
Oh.
It's like a side talk.
Did I do it that time?
I'm confused.
I got Botox in my neck, so the muscles...
So the neck affects that?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah, so it won't...
I'm watching your neck. I'm going, I don't remember Elvis's neck. I'm like sitting here thinking, what was so Elvis particular about his neck? I can't figure this out.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't explain it well. No.
I got Botox in my neck. I'm trying to do my Elvis thing. You see it? I don't see it.
I get it. All right. Anyway, yeah. So she looks dramatically different, but I think she's been threaded. Let's see her. Did you guys see Russell Wilson and Sierra? Oh my God. Did you see them? They're so cute.
I did.
Sierra participated in a fireside chat with her husband, Russell Wilson, and he apparently asked, when are we going to have Cinco? Meaning number five baby, referring to their potential fifth child, nicknamed Cinco. And she was blushing and said, you know, this is private.
Yeah. So she can't say, like, next week?
He said he wants to have eight kids.
Well, good for him. He's got plenty of time. He's been benched.
Oh, he has?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's pretty much done in football, it looks like.
Oh.
Although we're going to still pay him.
Yeah.
Well, I guess he's good at sex, though.
Yeah. So. Well, babies. Yeah. Babies. Yeah. Babies. Yeah. Go for it.
Yep. Did you guys see that Dwayne Johnson says that he still has more weight to lose for his new acting role? What the what? He already is so skinny. He says he's got a long ways to go. He's shedding pounds to portray a 70-year-old man called Chicken Man in a movie called Lizard Music, and he says he still has a long way to go.
Old Chicken Man.
Chicken Man.
I can't imagine him losing any more weight.
That's got to be hard for a steroid-infested man.
Yeah.
You know, like...
I'm surprised he was picked for the role.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Or even accepted. He doesn't have to have it.
It should be that T-Mobile guy. Or, when, you know, he's on Landman. What's his name? He's creepy.
Oh, Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah, that's a good 70-year-old scrawny man.
Yeah. I don't know what this movie's about, so
me
I don't
either.
Know.
It's about Chicken Man and Lizard Music. You can't figure that out?
No, I can't figure that out.
There's a lot going on in that.
I don't know. I don't know.
You guys, oh my God. You are not going to believe this, but we're going to be like live at Targets all across Colorado on October 3rd. Did you see what's happening?
No, I had no idea.
Yeah, I mean, we're not, but we should be. Target announced they will open 500 stores at midnight on October 3rd to sell Taylor Swift's new album.
Oh,
500 stores.
Makes sense now.
We're even getting a Colorado opening.
It's going to be mayhem.
Yeah. Do you know which Target here?
I don't know.
Okay. So Target announced they will open 500 stores at midnight. I have the hiccups in case you can't tell. on October 3rd to sell Taylor Swift's new album, The Life of a Showgirl. BJ, we got to get out there.
Yeah.
October 3rd.
No, I'm with you.
At midnight. My God, aren't you excited?
I am blown away. I can't believe I didn't know this. I'm a Swiftie at heart.
Right? Oh, my God, this could be crazy. Does it say? No. I know that they did announce there will be a cop. Maybe they're not telling yet because they're afraid people camp out.
Yeah.
Well, that could be true.
Yeah. So, but we do get a Colorado store opening for Target. And then finally, they're not releasing Lizzo's new album because I guess her singles didn't work. And they were kind
no
of.
No kidding?
Yeah.
Oh, so she did release some music and
yeah,
it didn't work?
Yeah, it didn't work. They
so
didn't,
now they're canning the whole album?
Yeah, they're going to regroup.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so it looks like there's Colorado Springs East, Colorado Springs Northeast, Denver Southwest, Fort Collins. There's a lot of
them. Oh, there's more than one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Glenwood Springs, Grand Junction, Highlands Ranch.
Probably Lovin. All of them.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Gosh, in the news thing, it said, and one will get the opening. They're going to do all of them. Yeah. Well, that's only fair, I guess.
Yeah.
You know,
I would think this day and age, though, with, you know, pre-orders, downloads, that showing up at midnight would not be a thing anymore.
Have you met Taylor Swift?
Oh. I know. It's Taylor Swift. I get that. I'm just saying that it's not, doesn't seem as big as it used to be.
No. They're really into vinyl, too.
Yeah. The last time she did an album release, Target did the same thing, and the Target stores were ransacked. Like, there was nothing left.
She's a vibe, man.
I know. I feel it. Hey.
I mean, come on. Let's get our 1-800-CRUISE-AMERICA and get out in the parking lot now.
We're going to be there.
Just live it out. Yeah. Woo! All right, there you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. There's
singing.
A real good reason to go to the podcast today. Simply go to the Odyssey app.
Oh, they're still singing.
That song is 15 seconds too long. Can we clip that off?
I was like still jamming. I was over here singing it, and you just... Rah, 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 rah.
Go to the podcast and listen to the explanation of why Bar Bingo has been canceled. Canceled for this Friday night downtown. It's a venue issue, and we can't do it. And you'll get the full explanation if you go... Listen to the podcast. Is the podcast, have you put it up yet? Have you put that portion up yet?
That portion is up.
Okay, so it's there.
Yes.
On the Odyssey app.
I'm a genius. I told the story about why it went down, why it was yanked. And it's pretty a good explanation, and it makes sense. None of it is our fault at all.
Nope.
At all. Our management or any. We even asked, listen, we have receipts. We even asked, is there going to be any kind of conflict? Nope. They said no.
We took a tour of everything.
Yep. So that's very interesting
Get
to me.
The explanation, but as of today, and it will continue this way the rest of the week, it is canceled. Do not show up. There will be nobody there. Nobody calling out the bingo numbers. No little daubers on the table. Nothing. It ain't going to be there. So don't go.
And play that little thing.
What little thing?
The sound effect.
Oh, hang on a second. I got a sound effect I got to play here.
Yeah, here we go.
Says it all.
You know, that's a wawa.
Which one do you like better? We had a debate this morning.
He doesn't even care.
It's a what?
I had a teaching moment with you.
A wawa?
A wawa.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, it goes on the end of a trumpet.
Wow, wow, wow.
It goes on the end of the trumpet. It looks like a little plunger.
Yeah, it does.
Yes, it does. And wasn't that just a sad moment right there? It was. All right, so which one do I like
I've
better?
I've seen a wawa.
Have you?
Yeah, we had them in Tennessee.
You had wawa?
We had wawas.
Oh, you had wawas in Tennessee.
Yeah, I know you don't think we have that kind of stuff where I live.
I didn't know about wawas.
I do have one, but I can't find it right now.
Oh, no.
I'm looking through the... Oh, I've got it right here. All right. This is the one. I like this one,
too. All right,
so let's
take a vote.
All right. Let's start with the wawa.
Okay.
The wawa first. On which one says the moment the best? Okay. Of a cancellation done, finished.
No.
Get out of here, you punk! All right.
Wawa. Powerful. That's pretty powerful.
Wawa. Here's the other.
Ooh, that's good too.
Sad.
Boy.
That's
the
Price is Right there.
The Price is Right one hurts me more.
Yeah.
Because that means somebody lost some money.
That's what I think, too.
I think that's a better one.
Didn't I tell you that this morning?
You did.
Spadil.
Yeah.
I said Spadil.
And I said we should play this
here.
One.
Yeah.
This one here.
I feel like that is more solid.
It gets you in the gut.
Yeah, because that's where they like either went over, right? Yeah.
No, that's the point. When you hear that, get the hell off stage.
Yeah.
You're done.
Just get out of here,
have
man.
Your dog spit in
Yeah.
Well, that's the Price is Right. Okay, you know what?
17 more times.
Okay, really? Seriously. We're done. Okay. Yep. All right. Okay. Anyway, that explains.
I could do that all day.
That explains basically both of those. Explains Bar Bingo. It has been canceled.
Both of what?
No. It was our, right? It was funny, and then it wasn't. It was funny. We all had to laugh. And then he just keeps going.
That makes me tickled.
Does it?
Tickles me. Too fancy.
Boy, you are special.
Right, so yesterday, or last night, I'm watching the Monday Night Football. And I accidentally left it on that ESPN channel that have those two brothers, that Peyton Manning and that Eli Manning. Mm-hmm. They have their channel. And I would have thought this would have gotten old after a while, but I guess it's a hit. I don't know.
They're good.
But they get on there and they describe. I don't like it. To me, it's not that good because I like to watch football. I don't want to hear these two yahoos, okay? But nevertheless, they're on last night, and I'm watching. And the Chicago Bears are playing. Peyton Manning starts explaining that he tried to get the Pope, yeah, out of Italy, on the show because he's a Bears fan.
He's a huge Bears fan.
The Pope is, right?
Yeah.
He's a big Bears fan.
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting. Here's from last night.
Did the Pope say no?
Pope, let's find out.
I think we should let the people know that you tried the book, a big-time fourth guest. Is it true that you failed the book, Chicago native Pope Leo the 14th?
Yeah, kind of like I failed to recruit Randy Moss to Tennessee. I couldn't close the Pope, but I made the effort, Eli. That's the kind of effort we make here at ESPN, too. I tried my hardest. Can we show the letter? Look at these two handwritten letters I wrote. I wrote His Holiness himself, and I wrote his executive assistant. Handwritten. I made the effort. Look, these are handwritten letters, and if you're watching, Your Holiness, this is an open invitation. Come on the show anytime. It's you. It's Tiger Woods. It's Bradley Cooper. It's President Bush. It's Larry David. Y'all are our most wanted on that list for the Manning cast. Come anytime. We'd love to have you, Your Holiness.
Huh.
That would have been cool.
Tried to get the Pope on.
That would have been awesome.
I would think if you're Peyton Manning, you wouldn't have to write letters, though.
I would
think you would call your agent. That agent would call the Vatican and get their agent.
He had to write it with a quail pen. You know?
Yeah. No, that's what I'm thinking. I'm watching this last set. I'm thinking, wait a minute. Yeah. You wrote two letters to the Pope and mailed them? What's the address? What the hell's going on here?
I think it's Heavenly Lane.
Could be. Could be, yeah.
I don't know. Well, I mean, that at least is a good idea.
Yeah, gave it a shot.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
What the heck?
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday. Thunderstorms later on this afternoon. A possibility, anyway. And if you haven't heard yet, Bar Bingo for Friday night downtown is canceled. It's gone.
Yeah.
Shut down. All right. So it's not going to happen. We have a venue problem and got pulled yesterday. So no plans.
I'm sorry.
No plans for Friday night for us. So don't go down there. Whatever you do as far as going down for Bar Bingo, as far as a makeup date or location, nothing's been announced yet. So
I just feel bad because I hope the rally, because I know a lot of people booked rooms. They were going to stay the night, right? Just make it a thing for downtown. Mm-hmm. So hopefully they'll give them their money back. Too, because a lot of...
I doubt it.
I don't
think you're going to get your money back.
I hope so.
It's got nothing to do with, you know, over at Coors Field with a baseball game or something, maybe.
They would just maybe.
No, you're not going to get your money back.
I bet just hoping. No. And then also, I mentioned this earlier. So some girl, somebody that listens to our show, she said, oh my God, my sister's flying in for this specific Bar Bingo because we're going to hang out downtown and I can't believe you canceled. And I said, why don't you try Meow Wolf? And then basically she told me, you know, stick it where the sun don't shine.
Yeah.
Well, I think Meow Wolf's a great alternative.
And it's just not Bar Bingo, though.
Well, but there's like, I mentioned this earlier, there's only like four in the country. It's kind of special. So.
Not Bar Bingo. There's only one Bar Bingo in the country.
Yeah, and then somebody else, he had planned his wife's birthday around it. It was a surprise.
That was a perfect place to put that. Hey, wrong one. Fidel. You hit the wrong button, Fidel.
And then they were celebrating. And then the bartenders from Bud's Bar, they all got like a group are you waiting? You're just waiting.
Yeah, no, I'm not. Spadil's waiting. Watch He's this. The one hitting the buttons.
Not me. On the trigger.
I pushed Spadil on the buttons this morning. Spadil, that's the wrong one. Stop.
Oh, my God. They got a group of girls for a girls' night out, and it's done.
That's better, Spadil. Good job.
Lots of sad stories out there.
Yeah, lots of sad stories.
Lots of stories about our bingo being canceled. But then there are some happy stories.
Spadil, stop.
There are some happy stories, like some of the people on Jamie's Bravo Bunch were like, I'm so happy because I wasn't able to make it so I can make the next one, which is rude.
That is rude.
It is rude. I got an update for you on something.
Okay, good.
Now, Crocodile.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, now.
We should have said that. We should have said that we canceled it because Lyle Crocodile became a stalker.
Lyle. It's Niall now.
Then he became a stalker, and so we had to cancel it.
For protective reasons.
Yeah. That would have been a great story.
Well, we heard from him this morning. He's texted again. So go through this when we come back.
I haven't even seen it. Oh. He did?
Yeah. And not only that, but a former girlfriend of now Crocodile.
No.
She also texted.
Seriously, we got people coming out of the woodwork.
I haven't seen any of this.
Someone sent me a DM on Instagram of Niall's picture.
No, they did not. Yep. Oh, my God.
We saw his picture.
Yeah.
Didn't we?
Yeah.
He's a good-looking guy.
He is.
He's a good-looking guy.
He was hiking like a 14er in this
picture. Yeah, well, he's writing you again. He's not gone away.
Cool.
All right, we'll get to this.
She sounds so excited.
Cool. Spadil, stop. Stop it like this. Spadil.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. Excuse me, they're the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. You'll get it today, podcast after 10 o'clock. Go listen. Go listen because you'll get the explanation of the cancellation of Bar Bingo, as only Jamie can tell you, right?
It was story time.
It was story time with Jamie.
Yeah.
You'll get it there. The Odyssey app is absolutely free. Now, let me explain now, Crocodile. He is a friend of a friend who works here. And this guy is single, and he's interested in Jamie White. And this person that works here has tried to hook the two of them up. Well, since we started talking about it, Niall's taking it upon himself to go ahead and text the show on Textnado and just take the bull by the horns, right?
No, that's cringe.
What?
It's cringe.
What do you mean it's cringe? I was just explaining where we're at right now.
Okay, God.
I'm not saying that you need to go.
Just saying the bull by the horns would be this, in my opinion. Okay. What? So I always have this problem where people want to date the show and not Jamie.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
I think he wants to date you.
Well, there is some, there's some intrigue about the show,
like
right?
Like a fascination.
Yeah, oh my God, you know, are they really like there? And so they tend to want to date the show and not Jamie, me. And so that's always a little awkward for me. Like, what are you really in it for? Like, you know, what?
It's hard to separate you and the show.
It's hard to separate that.
So I don't know what he's done. I feel like that Niall has been very, not aggressive. He's very interested. Very interested in Jamie, not the show as much.
Okay, well, if that's the truth, if that's the truth and you don't want to be a part of the show, what you do is you contact our friend, our mutual friend.
Yeah.
You ask her to ask me if she can give him my number. And then you just text me and not the show because you're more concerned about Jamie than the show.
Well, that's just boring as hell. That gives me no material to use on the show. I need material, Jamie, to move forward with this little love fest
and
here.
And the thing is, if he just did that, then he wouldn't really be a part of the show. So I think he is enjoying being a part of the show, which is very concerning to me because we've dated people like that just are show people. Does that make sense?
Man, oh man, oh man. The show part is so much better than that bull crap that you're explaining now.
No, because if you really want to take bull by horns, you do it correctly and respectfully. And you contact Danielle and you go, hey, can you ask Jamie if I can have her phone number? And I would obviously say yes. And then she would give Niall my phone number and then he would text me. And we could do this privately.
Niall, just hang in there. I may have to go out with you, Niall, before it's said and done. Okay, buddy? Just hang in there. Okay.
No,
all right, so we got another text.
Oh my God.
As you know, we had a text last week, and Niall had gone off to Hawaii with Mommy, okay?
Mommy.
And so he texted us from Hawaii a couple of times, and we read those on the air. Well, then we went a day there, and we never heard from him.
Right.
And I got quite concerned for your love life, okay?
Right. Yeah.
I got quite concerned, and I mentioned it yesterday. Niall, where the hell are you? Where you at, Niall?
Yeah.
And so this morning I walk in. First thing I do.
Shocker, he texted the show.
I go to Spadil, and I say, Spadil, you got to log me in here with Textdata. I got to find out about Niall. See if he texts. Sure enough. Oh, my gosh. My day was made because there it was from Niall himself. All right, you ready?
Yeah, because
all right, let me read what he wrote that I found on the system this morning. Okay, Spadil, can you give me a little music for this?
Ooh, boy, I love you so. Never, ever, ever
knocking boots, man.
Once I get my hands on
hey, check it. Perfect song, Spadil. Perfect.
So that is another point. Wait.
Oh, knocking boots, baby.
She knows my name. Knows
my name. Jamie, this is great.
How'd she get in my
room? This is my story, not yours. So can I agree with Carson on something?
What?
You are keeping the show portion of this alive, and I don't want this to be a show.
All right, you're right.
You just want to take it down.
And he is right. Carson is right. You are the BJ torpedo. It's happened year after year
time after time.
Year after year well, after year
yes,
after
yes,
year
yes.
after year
okay,
after
it,
year. That's how long we've been together
got it,
of my
got
life.
It.
And there's a few more years.
Well, it's a shame to have these texts and not read them. So I'm going to go ahead and read them.
Oh,
all right,
here
so here's what I'll do.
Okay.
Here's what I'll do.
Right.
Spadil, no more knocking boots, okay? Just give me something else. Oh, yeah, pony. I love pony. Ride that pony. Oh, now, crocodile. Like a pony. Spadil, kill the music. Kill the music. Jamie's getting disgusted with me. All right, let me just read. Let me just read.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Yep. Do that.
I like having the music support, though. All right. This is from Niall Crocodile as of this morning. He said, back from Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Of course I tune in. That means that he was questioning, you know, yesterday.
Yeah.
That BJ torpedo, it hit me right between the eyes. But it's going to take more than that to sink this big boat.
He did not write that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let me see. No, you hold on. No, I'm looking. I got to get these on.
Hold oh, my on. God.
I can vouch.
Go ahead and do this.
I don't see it.
Yeah, at the very bottom. Look at the very bottom line. That's where it starts. With our text data, you have to read upwards.
It doesn't say anything between his eyes.
Well, I'm adding.
He says, words. Of course I tune in. The BJ torpedo hit me, but it will take more to sink the ship. Oh, my God.
That's exactly what he said.
But there's all right, no
let
eyeballs.
Me read it in my
there no,
way.
There was no eyeballs.
Of course I tune in. That BJ torpedo hit me right between the eyes.
He didn't say that.
But it'll take more than that to sink this big boat. I
he
love
said,
that part.
He said a ship.
I suppose I'm forced now to ask Jamie out on a date through Textnato.
No.
Publicly.
That's exactly
so,
what she doesn't
does
want to happen.
Does that say that?
So here
it
goes.
Does that
so,
say
it? Does.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't?
It does,
it.
Yes.
Verbatim.
Well,
verbatim.
I have to ask Carson because he has.
I can verify.
Oh, my God.
Well, there was no big old boat. It was a ship.
So here goes.
And there were no eyeballs.
Spadil, can you give me that music again?
Ooh, boy, I love you so.
So here goes.
Go. He's really asking me out on the freaking text name.
Jamie.
I that word.
Every show. Jamie, would you like to go out on a date with me? I totally agree that Bar Bingo would not be the appropriate way to do this. But what would you think would be the best first date? Bye-bye, Niall.
Her and a friend named Lynn. They checked me into the Holiday Inn. I didn't let her miss it.
Great place to go, the Holiday Inn.
She blew me a kiss. I knew she wasn't new to this. I didn't want you to forget.
Did get this. God. I'm not done. Hang
what,
on
can
just
I
a
just
second.
Address, hey, hey. When can I address that?
After I read the next
okay.
one. You got to have this next one here in order to put the pieces of the puzzle together, okay? Because the next one is a big surprise we got this morning. Not only from Niall Crocodile, but from a former girlfriend.
Oh, those always go well. We
oh,
had
yeah.
that one.
This
remember when we had
well.
That with Superman?
Yeah.
Superman's girlfriend, yeah. Our ex-girlfriend chimed in.
This is the ex-girlfriend. Spadell, hit it again.
Ooh, boy, I love you so.
That's a great tune. That's a great. Off to the Holiday Inn we go. All right, here's what the old girlfriend says. She says, oh my gosh, I totally know Niall. We dated a couple of months ago.
Okay.
Now, I don't want anyone to know that I've written this show.
This is how it went with Superman last time.
She then says, I just want to say, Niall Crocodile is very charming.
Okay, that's not how it went with Superman.
Just saying. Now, how about that?
Okay.
A former girlfriend has put the stamp of approval on Niall Crocodile.
That's his mom texting him.
I mean, honestly, it could be anyone.
Yeah.
Who cares? Who cares?
But the thing is, I mean, it could be his mom going, and he's like, hey, mom, text the show.
It could be him texting from one of his friends, from Danielle's number.
Exactly.
Who cares?
Maybe he used Danielle's phone.
What do you think, Jamie? You've seen his picture. He's a good-looking dude.
He's got good teeth, and that's my thing.
Yeah, he's a good-looking guy.
They're all lined up perfectly.
And
I'm really a fan of good teeth.
He seems nice. He's got a great personality, it seems.
He has a job.
He has a job. You've never had that
before.
That's
a step
up. I know. No. Yeah, that is a step up.
Yeah.
Well, here's what...
You've always dated Checkbook Charlie.
We never named him Checkbook Charlie. At least I know of. He didn't have a checkbook. Old,
that's what I called him. Checkbook Charlie. Yeah, he's always taking your checkbook from you. Yeah.
No.
All right, so what do you think? Niall Crocodile. I kind of like this.
Do you think I have to pay his alimony too?
No. I don't think so. And the former girlfriend, that's really what tops it off for me this morning, because he was kind of iffy. I got to be honest with you, okay? Off in Hawaii with mommy and all that. But when the former girlfriend comes back and gives you a thumbs up saying that he's very charming, charming is a good word for
that
a guy.
That is a good word. But again, we don't have proof who it is, right? Yeah, right.
We don't care at this point. Yeah, I don't care.
I care. And number two, here's what I don't like, okay?
What?
As long as that... All right, the fact that he says he agrees with me that Bar Bingo is not an appropriate first date, that is fantastic.
He agreed with
that. Right, he did agree with that. What I don't like is him asking me, what is an appropriate first date for you?
See, you got to take the bull by the horns on that and just be like, this is what we're
doing. No, you're missing it. You're missing it.
You don't ask me what I want to do. You plan it.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what he said.
You take the bull by the horns as a guy, and you're like,
I thought you were saying you as in me.
No. Now we come back to the show.
Apologize.
Jamie comes off as intimidating in a way to date, so he doesn't want to blow it that way. So he's asking you, what would you like to do as far as doing something?
You know what I am?
You are intimidating.
I'm a little flower.
You intimidate me right now.
I'm a tiny, tiny flower.
All right. What do you think
that just blows in the wind quietly and
Let's
softly.
Think about it and see if we hear from him again.
But you understand, like, that, it's not an intimidation thing. I hate starting out like that. I'm saying it would have been like, I need like man, right? I need man.
Like, I picked you up. We go on dates. Yeah. This is where we'll be.
Yes. I need a man like that.
Maybe after the show, he'll be down in the parking lot with some raw meat in his mouth. Who knows? With his shirt off.
No, but you know, because I already like have my own life and I have my, you know, I'm buttoned up, right? I have everything. I don't need anybody, right? I have my own money. I have my own stuff. And so, but what I would like to have is like, man, you know?
Man.
Not like, so where would you want to go? Like, what would be good for you? Like, where do you want to, like, what would be perfect for you?
Niall, there you go. Now you got to work with it.
That's how it
sounded. What are you
going
to do now, Niall?
Don't you hear his voice going?
No, I don't. I don't hear that at all.
Where do you want to go? What would be good for you?
No, see?
I want man.
I feel like you're the one torpedoing.
Grab me by the hair. Take me place.
No, that's, I see him as being a guy that's being very considerate. I don't know.
All right, well,
you make the decision.
Okay, well,
it's up to you. It's up to you. I'm sure we'll hear from him again.
Oh, good. Yeah. Yay.
And he'll be manly the next time.
Ooh, boy, I love you so. Never, ever, ever gonna let you go.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
You know how kids, once they leave the nest, if you will, they do stupid stuff because they don't have a mom and a dad to tell them they can't?
Right.
My son went skydiving yesterday.
Yeah.
It's pretty adventurous. You know? I'm with you, though.
11,000 feet out of an airplane.
Woo.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
First of all, like I texted you yesterday, I'm not going up in a small plane.
I know.
Okay? I hate them.
I know.
And then B, I'm not going to jump out once I'm up there.
Exactly.
Sounds dumb to me.
That's what I said. I go, you're so smart, but yet you're so common sense dumb.
No, it sounds like just an amazing adrenaline
Carson,
rush.
Clam up.
I want to do it so bad.
You do?
Yeah.
You have a baby.
I know, but I would be terrified because I'm genuinely scared of heights normally, but yeah. I think it'd be just one of those things, like once in a lifetime, but once you get down on the ground, I feel like I'd be like him, and I just want to go more and more and more.
I talked to him on the phone, he and his girlfriend, on the phone yesterday. You guys, they were talking 8,000 miles per second. That they were so full of adrenaline. Oh my God, no, this is the best thing I've ever done in my life. I was just like, didn't even talk. I just listened to them.
Yeah, I could see that.
They were just going crazy.
Yeah, you would be. Yeah. I mean, first of all, you'd be full of adrenaline because you survived.
Yes, exactly.
You're back on the ground. Yeah. You know, like I'm alive.
Oh my God.
And yeah, I wouldn't do it.
I guess the guy that was video the whole thing or whatever, he took my son's leg and spun him.
Oh, yeah.
And I have the video of it. I was like, don't grab my kid's leg in the air like that and spin him.
You got it. You're only up there once.
What if he had spun him and something would have gone wrong?
Exactly.
I mean, that would have been really bad.
Spun him out of control.
Have that in video? Ugh. Oh, man, you'd own that place.
They were doing flips in the air. Like, yeah. What?
See, that's cool.
No.
Yeah.
You can do it on a trampoline.
That.
Just jump up in the air and do a backflip.
I think we should all go skydiving just once.
You go?
Yeah, we'll watch.
Why don't you go?
Yeah.
Take your phone with you.
Let's all do it. Come on.
I'm not doing it, Carson.
I really don't.
And you're not going to do it either. You're just talking.
No.
You're not going to go skydiving.
I'd do it.
I believe he would. If
I believe he would, but I don't think you'll ever go.
Well, I mean, it's kind of expensive.
Is it?
Yeah.
How much is it?
I don't know, like $400 or something. Yeah. But I told my son he had to pay for it himself. I'm like, I am not participating in this. What if you die? And then I put it on my credit card bill. I'm like, you have two jobs. You pay for it. I mean, because you would have guilt that you paid for it. Right?
I guess.
I would have. I was not paying for it. Come on, Mom. Nope.
Yeah.
So he wants to keep doing it?
Yeah, he wants to get certified.
I'm sure
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a place in town through our promotion that they would let you do it in a heartbeat. Just go do it.
Oh.
Set yourself up for
Power it. Powerball Pete.
Yeah.
We need it.
We'll do it. We'll do it live on the air. I mean, you get such great phone service. We could do that live on the air. I'm not sure we'd get that part on the air, but
we'd give it a shot.
But we could put it on the air if you want to do it. Go do it.
I don't know about Powerball Pete anymore because I said, hey, Pete, will you contact JSX, the airline, and see like if you can help me out with getting some girls to Vegas? And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I think he's lost his luster.
I sent him the air check from when we were talking about it, too.
Did?
Yeah, I did.
I think he's lost his drive.
His will.
Yeah.
His will.
Yeah, he's just like, huh?
Yeah, he's crushed.
He's already in holiday mode. He's like,
All right, anyway, let's see here. What was I going to tell you? There's all kinds of things. Oh, yeah. Now, apparently, the woman caught on the Coldplay kiss cam, her husband is actually speaking out, and he wants all of us to know that when his wife kissed that dude, that CEO, Andy Byron, the astronomer CEO, when she was kissing him, they were already privately and amicably separated several weeks before the Coldplay concert, and all the divorce things were in place.
Yeah, we kind of heard that rumor, but now he's verified it,
correct.
And he said, look, What she does is what she does. I don't care about her anymore.
Exactly.
That's what he said?
Yep, he did say that. He really did.
No.
He's like...
He said what she does is what she does. She's got nothing to do with me.
Yep. So he's like...
So that kind of clears her a bit to me, you know? I mean, she's with a married man. Now, I don't know what his situation was, but it kind of clears her that... It was okay for her to go.
I agree with you. Yeah. Like, we should forgive her because she was cleared to go.
Yeah. Now,
I don't know about Andy.
Yeah, we don't know what Andy told her now. Okay. Yeah. So, Andy might have told her that I'm in the middle of a divorce with my wife or things are really rocky, and we don't know.
We don't know. We don't know. Speaking of rocky and horrible divorces, Renee and Mark. I'm Team Renee. Let's go, Renee. I love that you made him change all the names. Let's go, Renee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who's Renee and Mark?
Oh, right. Sorry.
Who's Renee and Mark?
They own La Loma, the restaurants, the Mexican restaurants together.
Here in town?
Yeah, there's like DTC, Parker, Broadway, Castle Rock. I think they have like five, six, seven.
They got five. They got five right now.
So they have five. And I love Renee because I'm Team Renee. And Mark, I don't like you, Mark. I don't like you at all. And so Renee went to court and because Mark gave her one of the crappy ones.
Yeah.
That is like not doing so well. And he won that issue. And then Renee was like, you know what? I'm keeping the Loma name. You don't even own like my name anymore. And so he had to, he had to change his to Savinas.
Is that what it's called now, Savinas?
Yeah, it's called Savinas. She still has La Loma.
That's a way better name.
He's probably dating somebody named Savina.
She made him.
She made him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's met a new woman. Problem. Yeah. No, this is all my.
Yeah, I got you.
Don't try to sue me or anything.
Oh, yeah, they might do
this
that.
This is just my thought.
He seems like that type. Let's not
I can
say
have
that.
An opinion.
Okay, that's good.
My opinion is
there
might
be
a lady named Savina.
There might be. Allegedly.
Could be.
Perhaps.
We don't know.
Right.
We don't know.
What was Jeff Bezos' first wife's name?
Martha.
Mackenzie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew it started with an
M. Yeah. Mackenzie.
Martha.
It's Martha Mackenzie.
Yeah. Martha.
Anyway, I wonder sometimes if Mackenzie goes, you know, you never put my body on the front of a boat.
No, I'll bet she doesn't ask. I bet she knows why.
Oh, man. Because she doesn't have implants?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Mackenzie, you know, all of a sudden your husband takes off with Lauren Sanchez, Dirty Sanchez, and she gets her whole body carved in wood in the front of that gigantic boat of theirs like this, like, oh, my God, and her big lips. And Mackenzie's nowhere to be found. She was small-breasted.
Yeah.
It's just sad, that's all.
She just didn't fit on the front of a boat as well.
You know, that Mackenzie, though, I was reading an article about her. She's an amazing human. She's given over half of her billions away. And they don't have to, like, jump through hoops for it.
Yep.
She doesn't even mention that the actual charities are the ones that tell people that they were given money. She doesn't go and publicize that she gave the money.
Yep.
They're the ones that come out and say, hey, Boys Club just received $1 million from Mackenzie.
She's like the definition of a class act.
Yeah, she really is.
I should surprise my wife and get a little figurine of her and put it on the front of my truck.
You should.
Would that be cool?
Yeah.
Put Lisa up there?
Yeah.
Right. That's my wife.
Don't you have a bobblehead of her?
I could glue that up there.
Yeah, glue that up. What's that called?
It'd be a little fancy. I don't have a boat.
I
got a truck.
What's it called? It's on the front of the hood. Hood ornament. Yeah, make her a hood ornament.
Yeah.
Nice.
Go get somebody carved that out. Boom.
Because she's voluptuous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she's not like voluptuous in a bad way. Like, she's got a good rack.
Right.
Your wife.
Yeah. Yeah, her rack could make the turn before the truck does.
Yep, that is true.
That's how we do it.
Ooh, and each boot could be a blinker.
Yeah. Oh, another good idea, Jamie. Yeah. Or you take a butt cheek and make it the blinkers in the back.
Oh, that's a
put
better
in the back.
Idea.
Put one butt cheek here, one butt cheek over here.
I'm not sure if this is really working.
Blink, 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 blink. I'm turning right.
God, what is even happening? I don't know. I will say this. We just got this text a minute ago, and... And it says this, no one does radio humor like BJ. It's so stupid. Let me tell you something. I don't think that's a compliment.
No, I don't think so either. Oh, we had to read that one, didn't we?
Yeah, well, that was a good one. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Why is Jamie always so negative is the next one?
It did say
that. Okay. All right. There we go.
Because we were talking about Nile a crocodile. Maybe I was a little negative about him. Maybe,
yeah. maybe I was stupid. So we'll just own it. She was negative. I was stupid. Okay? Stupid.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see here. Target. We will open 500 stores at midnight, October 3rd, to sell Taylor Swift's new album, The Life of a Showgirl. 500 stores at midnight, October 3rd. So be prepared to take your children, your teenage daughters. Heck. I think a lot of people are going to have a party that night. What day of the week is October 3rd?
I'm looking right now. Okay. It's a Friday.
Oh, that's
Friday
perfect.
Night at midnight. Yeah.
I bet hers doesn't get canceled.
No. Probably not. She's got a lot of pull.
Yeah.
Wow.
More than us.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Did we mention that Bar Bingo was canceled, everyone?
Yeah, we did.
BJ actually said, it's so funny. If you watched Below Deck last night and you watched The Chef, BJ has a little bit of the chef in him.
Huh?
So where you get overwhelmed with the situation, the chef gets overwhelmed on that boat, and you get overwhelmed to the point where you're just like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah. You had kind of a chef meltdown where you're just like, I'm done, forget it.
Yeah. Well, you try to think of ways to fix things, and nobody wants to hear you.
I know.
After a while, it's like, oh, yeah, beating a dead horse here.
Stop caring.
You'll be happy to know I K'd our GM.
You what?
I was so pissed off, I K'd our GM.
Dude, when you sent that text, I was at my other job, and I literally went, oh, my God.
K.
They came running out. What's wrong, Schmidl? And I was like, he said K to the, or she said K to the CEO. That's crazy.
There's nothing like a K.
I meant it, and I own it.
It hits.
I gave him the K, and I feel okay about it because it was deserved. Because you know why? I don't have a wiener.
No. Nope.
And you don't drink whiskey.
No.
We're not part of the boys' club here.
No.
So K is what you get.
By the way, Bar Bingo is canceled. Just let you know, it is for sure canceled. It is not going to be rescheduled anytime soon. It is done and finished with Friday night. So it's not going to happen.
And BJ at this point is so angry. He's like, I'm never doing one again.
No, I never said that.
Oh, I'm not.
I
didn't, that up.
I didn't say that. I'd absolutely do one in a couple of weeks if it were cut out right.
Well, you know my idea.
Right.
Nobody wants to do it.
What?
It's really irritating.
What's up?
The world's biggest Twister game. Hello. Remember Twister?
Oh. Yeah.
Right hand red
dot. Yeah.
I wanted to lay out a gigantic Twister blanket at a bar and play Twister.
No, left leg yellow.
Exactly. Yeah. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah. I've never played.
You've never played.
Played. Well, you never played Twister?
Who hasn't played Twister?
Oh man.
Right here.
What?
Right here. Never played.
Oh, I haven't played either.
What?
Yeah.
No.
You guys haven't lived.
Are you kidding?
I'm serious, yeah.
You of all people should have been playing it naked with baby oil.
I know. You'd think
it's like
I would.
A slip and slide.
Yeah, it's like right you've hit alley. A party or two that Twister's come out. I've never hit a party where Twister's actually come out.
No, you guys have not played Twister? That's so random.
Never played Twister.
Wow.
Did you guys ever have a slip and slide when you were little?
Yeah.
We had slip
and slide. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Water hose hooked up to it. Yeah, it was awesome.
All right.
But we never played.
Put some dish soap down.
Yeah,
we never played Twister.
Wow.
It's a great game.
It's iconic.
I know it is. I get you, man. I'm just saying.
Are you sad?
Never done it. No.
You're not?
Not
I feel like
at
you're
all.
Missing
Because I could buy one. We could play in here.
Oh, yeah.
I'll play. I'm not sad, though. I mean, if you don't, that's fine with me. I don't care. But, I mean, I'd play.
All
if,
right. I'm going to buy
one. Broke out.
I'm going to buy one.
Yeah.
But listen, if you have to go over the top of me, don't collapse.
Well, I can't guarantee anything. There are no guarantees in Twister.
Because
Twister is what it is.
I know, but when people collapse on you, it's painful.
Oh,
aren't you out of the game if you collapse, huh?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you got to hold that position,
you
right?
You do, yeah. All right, we're going to play a game of Twister.
Gotcha.
This feels unfair. Three men, one woman. I feel creepy.
Feels like an HR violation to me.
Sure does.
Hey, what the hell?
All right, I'm done. There you go.
What we got to lose, right?
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app, live all over America, and the podcast today. You'll get the explanation on the podcast, too, of why Bar Bingo is canceled, and Jamie laid it out perfectly. Go listen to it if you get a chance. It's out there right now, in fact. Bar Bingo is canceled. All joking to the side, it is canceled. Not going to happen on Friday. Not really sure. You should get an email from our promotions department from Tricky Vicky.
Even if you don't, just know it's...
Even if you don't. Yeah, but there may be some details in there about your registration, if it carries over, if it doesn't, if there's a new Bar Bingo on the horizon. I don't know. I have no idea. You can just look at your email and check the trash and all that. All right. I've got a video here I've been watching this morning. Did you see the video of the guy pulls up at a barista? He's at the drive-thru window and tries to pull the employee through the window.
That's unbelievable.
Is that the craziest
thing
ever?
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
First of all, you're an idiot for even trying to do this. There are cameras everywhere. You can't pull her through the window. I mean, you're trying to kidnap this person who's working
out of a Starbucks window. Wait, what?
What an idiot! Our Spadil's got his head.
It was called Ladybug, like espresso or something.
Yeah,
like that. It's a bikini place, so yeah. they're all wearing.
Yeah, it's not a Starbucks. It's the barista. Right? Yeah.
Well, I don't know why that changes things. It's still wrong. It's still, you know.
But it doesn't change anything.
It doesn't change anything. But now it's not a Starbucks.
All right. And then they talk to the guy. They're asking him questions at the police station. Of course, you get arrested. I mean, cameras are everywhere. Don't you know that, you moron?
Early morning hours of August 18th, surveillance footage at a Ladybug Espresso in Lakewood shows this bikini barista serving a drink to a customer who then violently grabs her through the window, ripping her shirt. Screen captures give us a good look at Ezekiel Guerrero, the 19-year-old that Lakewood police tracked down a week later in Kent. You can see him here in handcuffs.
Is that you?
Yeah, that's me.
Guerrero keeps repeating he was not in the right state of mind.
It was just a flash. The moment I realized what I did, I let go.
Despite, according to police documents, Guerrero admitting to grabbing the young woman, he pleaded not guilty at his arraignment and is out of Pierce County Jail with a first-degree attempted kidnapping charge.
You know, let me say this, too. That whole bikini barista thing's a little weird. You got to have a couple of tatas with your coffee in the morning.
Well,
what's going on? Here.
Not only that, but let's talk about hot coffee and no clothes.
Exactly. That's what I'm worried about.
You know?
That's great.
That is crazy.
I never thought of that one either.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's just kind of weird, okay? Altogether. Okay, this guy's a moron. This guy's probably going to go to jail.
Well, he should go to jail.
Yeah.
He's a creep.
Yeah, he's a creep.
Why would you grab her arm like that? It looked painful, actually. It really looked like
he pulled
her out of socket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He tried his best to get her out that window, too.
I know.
People are whacked.
They are whacked, right? God.
Do we have any bikini baristas here? Anybody know of any? Spadil, do you know a bikini barista in town?
Yeah, there's a Hot Chica Latte.
Oh, you bet there is.
Uh-huh. Hot Chica Latte. Nice. Is that a drink or a girl?
Is that your favorite?
Yeah, it's off of Colfax. Great place.
Thank you.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. So it's confirmed now that people are getting the email, right?
Yeah, they're texting us. Bar Bingo cancellation email just came in from Vicky. Still so sad. Hey, you guys, I just got the email from Tricky Vicky about the canceled Bar Bingo. So.
You know, Tricky Vicky, this was a big outing for her, okay?
Yeah.
Because she, behind the scenes, has been doing all the work, okay?
She's been
dealing with everybody. I mean, we're talking 1,000, 1,500 people that have signed up for Bar Bingo, which is not going to happen now, but she did all the work behind the scenes. I mean, stapling. I mean, think about this. Somebody has to put together those packets, bingo cards.
1,600 of them.
And they have to be stapled together and all have to be done and ready to go. You got to have all the daubers and get the machine. I mean, there's a lot of things that go on behind the scenes. And this was her first Bar Bingo, okay? Not only that, we're going to bring her on stage, introduce the crowd to Tricky Vicky, right? I mean, it was her big outing.
All her hopes and dreams have been dashed against the rocks of despair.
Yeah, showbiz in her future. I mean, man, this was her coming out party. And now, where's my sound effects?
I was right there.
I got to go find my sound effects. It just isn't complete. Yeah. Let me start this conversation over.
No, I'm good. I'm good because it was already long-winded.
Let me start over, Jamie.
5 minutes too long.
All right, so.
It's very sad.
Yes, it's a very sad situation for Tricky Vicky.
There we go.
And now it's not going to happen.
So none of us are to blame. Our staff isn't to blame. Our management isn't to blame. We took all the right measures. We literally went there and said, hey, is there anything else that could go possibly wrong with this? They said, no, no conflict of interest, no problems at all. Oh, but there is.
Yeah.
You bastards.
Yeah. something
I'm
else.
I'm sorry. I would only use the word neat. They're neat.
I don't know.
Not bastards. My apologies.
I don't know how you book two different things and not realize it. It just doesn't make sense. But whatever.
But you know what?
Whatever.
Hey, yeah.
Now, I haven't seen the email, so I don't know exactly what all Tricky Vicky has to say. Don't know what she explains and what she doesn't explain. If you've got more questions or whatever, we haven't seen it. We're not on the email list. You would think that you and I'd be on the list there, Jamie, but we're not. But as of today, as of this morning, we made the big announcement. Bart Bingo is canceled. Sad day. I wonder if...
Oh, sorry. I thought we were going to break.
I wonder if... No. It just hit me. Oh, okay. We were going to go to break. Okay. It just hit me.
All right, yeah. I wonder if...
You think since we're not doing Bar Bingo that maybe I could do that fly away to Salt Lake City to see Benson Boone?
We have it.
Yeah.
I don't know when but I don't know when it is.
It could be time sensitive.
I don't think it's the same day as Bar Bingo.
I mean, yeah. I'm just saying. But
I think we'll probably just hold it back for the next one.
No, but it might be before the next one would even occur. I'm just saying.
You're a big Benson Boone fan?
Yes. I love men in jumpsuits. Listen to me. Okay, forget about Benson Boone and fly away to Salt Lake City.
Uh-huh.
I'd take one of those $100 gift cards from King Supers. I wonder if I could weasel one of those. We're not going to give them away.
What we should do is like Friday on the show, we should do a Bar Bingo Bonanza where every hour we give away some of the stuff that we're supposed to give away.
Bar Bingo blowout here. Wow. You know, we have prizes left over. Let's give them away.
On Friday morning? Yeah. I like that idea.
I do too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what I about like the bags? Scarf a couple for myself.
What about the bags?
Yeah.
What about the bags?
Where are the bags?
I don't know about the bags. Bags aren't on the list.
You guys, can I tell you something really funny?
Bags aren't on the list.
As long as
anymore.
We're going to be honest about everything, because that's who we are, right?
Yeah.
So our boss comes in, right? And it's like kind of, he's like, hey, you guys, he goes, I have something to tell you. And BJ's like, oh my God, we're getting the bags.
Big announcement. Big announcement here in the studio.
Yeah. So Kabasman Mike walks in and he goes, I have something to tell you. And like literally you could see BJ all puffed up like, see, Jamie, told you we're getting bags. Told you we're getting bags. So he's all happy and he's like, yeah, go ahead and tell her, boss man. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. He's all crazy. And he's like, Bar Bingo's being canceled.
Yeah.
How many times you hit that button?
They get stuck. I think I spilled coffee on it.
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. No bag. Yeah. No big deal.
He was
nothing.
So sad.
Just absolutely nothing.
After Kabasa Man Mike left, he goes, I really thought he was going to tell me that we have those bags. I was like,
yeah.
I know you did.
Well, when you walk in here, and I've been harping about bags for 3 weeks now, and you walk in and you say, I've got a big announcement.
Yeah.
First thing I'm going to think is bags.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
No.
No, it's quite opposite.
We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We're almost done. That's the good news.
Like,
we're
for
almost
real.
Done.
Forever.
Done.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, howdy, 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 ho. We got to go, got to go, got to go. It is Tuesday. Going to get thunderstorms later on this afternoon, a possibility. We will be back here tomorrow. We have more of those Halsey tickets to give away tomorrow morning. We'll do that at 7:40 tomorrow.
Nice.
I think we're done.
Yeah,
I think
we're done. It went okay. I was worried y'all are going to be real, real, real mad about the Bar Bingo, but a lot of you aren't that mad. So that's good. You're just disappointed. You know what? It's like my dad used to say.
Yeah.
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Disappointed.
And that always hurt deep.
Yeah. Oh, it hurts.
Didn't it hurt deep?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah.
It's sad. But hey, a new day will return at some point.
Yep.
Yep. All right. We got to go. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy your Tuesday. Again, if you want to hear the whole Bar Bingo stuff and what went down and how it just go to our podcast. It's all right there in case you missed it this morning. We will see you back here tomorrow. Have a great day and bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on The Fan. 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.